is Morning Crossfire. All right, good to be back and welcome back. Welcome and welcome and welcome back. And let's see. Let me take some of your messages here on WhatsApp. Duly apologize to Comrade Ofudu. I mean, that commercial had to interrupt there. While looking at your message at the time. Okay, let's take some more messages here. Nasiru Abdulaleel from Amak says, good morning. Calls me Pastor Elefizi. How is your beautiful family? Please, as our politicians are getting thinking of 2023 general election, I urge them to equally think of how to secure this country. They live luxurious life while they tackle ours, the handicapped, the poor, the needy, and the vulnerable people are living in abject poverty. Okay, who do we have here? Emmanuel from Lugbe says, the warning by PDP should be taken serious because President Buhari and APC has pushed Nigerians to the wall. Everybody is feeling the heat and might just want to run out in protest. Since President Buhari comes to power, what has he done to improve upon as he met it? It's no more in doubt that President Buhari and APC has failed. Everybody can now attest to that. No light, no fuel, no water. Heat is here. All right. Hyperinflation is there and the likes. And no president to even talk to. How do you mean no president to talk to Nigerians? Or you mean maybe the president has not spoken to Nigerians? All right. Thank you so much, Emmanuel from Lupe Sensa in. Good morning, Sir L. Okay, let's see. Victor Job from Duse. Good morning, Sir L. Imagine the fuel scarcity that started over a month ago is still ongoing up till this moment. And nobody's taking responsibility. Those who protested in 2012 have not come out to protest. Even those who condemned our entrance protest are yet to even utter a word. We are even beginning to enjoy the long queue, the rush, and the... In fact, it is part of us now, and all we are hearing from our so-called leaders is 2023 ambition. If at all we really have love for ourselves in this country, APC should not even be mentioned anywhere in this country. They should have been banned from politics completely. I don't know about that, but it's a political party. So how do you want to? Just to achieve that. All right, and who do we have here? Patrick from ABJ says, when the PDP and their victims in support talks about failure of the APC government at the center, I wonder whether they would have the courage to stand a tape replay of their rot for 16 years in Nigeria, and whether they can as at today, points to one state in Nigeria that can be used as a model to showcase their repentance and preparedness to turn a new leaf for the better if given yet another chance to return to power at the center. Rather than emanate pictures coming from their leadership threshold in preparedness to return to the center, suggests that they would hardly have credible aspirants that can stand the test of being free from EFCC watch list because of their massive 16 year of total rape of the national treasury and poor governance on the overall. Interesting. Okay, and Emmanuel from Airport Road says, good morning, Nigerian Info. Thank God there is no news of killing today, only Nigerian Air Force killed bandit. That is good news. Whatever Nigeria is going through today is a byproduct of PDP misrule. Nigeria will never go back to Egypt. Good. God bless Nigeria. Okay. And let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take some more calls. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right. right, and I also see this one. Willie Obiano spotted NEFCC custody. I don't know if you've seen that video. It's kind of trending over the weekend. And Peter Obi, Nigeria in deep mess because God-fearing leaders are not allowed to govern. And APC chairman Sherif, APC chairmanship, Sherif steps down, vow not to walk against President Buhari. And this and more and some that I see. But let's get your reaction. And I must say a very big thank you to one of our engineers who is ensuring that my system comes back up and running. Yeah, so let's take some more calls, hoping that we get your contribution before we move to some more conversation. 0700-951-0000. Of course, WhatsApp is 00-3493-0137. Welcome once again to Morning Crossfire. Hello?
Hello, FTV.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, Omenka John.
Omenka John, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah, thank you, the billionaire.
Yes, sir.
FTV.
Yes, sir.
PDP. Economy hardship may trigger unrest. I want to ask PDP, where is the $16 billion invested in power? And also, FTV, it might dawn on you that PDP doesn't meant well for this country, because if they do, at this critical moment in history of our time, they shouldn't be asking people or putting fears into the minds of people that the worst might happen. Rather, they should be preparing solutions to the present government instead of putting fears in the minds of people. They are part of the problem we are suffering now. And today, some people are calling in support of them. What happened in SARS? It was not government that suffered. Private individual businesses were burned down. A TVC station in Lagos, owned by a private individual, was burned down. So we should tread carefully with these politicians. Thank you very much. That will be my thing this morning.
Okay, thank you, Menka John, for that. Let's take on more. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello?
Hello.
It's not so clear, but let's try. Hello?
Hello.
And okay, let's just talk and let's see if it's clear. If it's not, you might have to call us back.
Okay. My name is Comrade.
Comrade? All right, I would advise that you call me back. That call wasn't going to be clear. Hello? Hello? All right. Hello? Interesting. Hello?
My mother, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. Casey's online.
Casey, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Enugu 2023.
You said?
He said, you know, he said, I can hear Enugu 2023.
Yes. No. Umwai is not. He's not former governor. They are still waiting for court. Okay.
Umwai. Former governor by Boy State.
Yes, I know.
So now waiting there. No, we know the drag power of Enugu State.
Okay. Wow, interesting. They don't drag power in Enugu State. It's turn by turn. Let's say, Engineer Sonny, your turn now. Oh yeah, go in there. Hello?
Good evening.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. As the first caller, whether the PDP is stuck up for work.
Who? Okay. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello,
sir. Yes, good morning.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
My name is Salasi.
Salasi, you're welcome back. Let's talk.
I want to appreciate the Air Force for killing the allegedly killing the bandit ISWAP leader in Yobe. And I want to say congratulations, kudos to them. You know what baffles me is that whenever I hear this repentant for bandit or repentant for Boko Haram, it my imagination. If these people will go to the community and kill everybody, and all of a sudden you see them being all repentant, and they will be using the taxpayers' money in order to rehabilitate them. No, they will not send them to go and repent to God, as El Rufai earlier said. How to stop users of generators? Yes, how to stop users of generators is to provide steady electricity. As I'm speaking to you now, some people will spend hours queuing for line in order to get fuel. And we have the minister, all of them, both the federal and the senior and the junior minister. And you can imagine now, since January, that we have been entering this fuel queue, and it hasn't gone. So now people have resolved to be buying at the rate of 220, 230, 250 per liter outside of the Abuja. So I think they should do something about that. These are the things that they need to do. You can't just say, yeah, they should be arresting the people selling in black market for black market. If they make the fuel available, who will go and buy black market? I remember when the fuel was available, there wasn't anything like black market. People go to the filling station freely, you buy your fuel and go without any hitting. So they should make this thing that we fuel available so that Nigeria won't be in Kano spending their hours on queue. You can imagine the productive hours on queue, which is not good for the country. Thank you, and God bless Nigeria.
All right, thank you, Selassie. Appreciate you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir.
My name is Jenny from Lubin.
All right. You're welcome. Let's go.
Sir, my own is just an observation. You see, I don't know. We should forget about the past. I'm facing the front. I'm facing the future.
Okay.
They keep on playing the past administration. This is, it's very, very wrong. How can we see, but when we you are still thinking about the past, what the other party did to this, and then, honestly speaking, it's very, very, this kind of color should be banned from your station. It's not good. Let's just face the front, not the back. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's take another one. Hello? Hello?
Good morning, Nigerian Four.
Yes, good morning to you.
This is Comrade Sam from FCPA.
All right, Comrade Sam, you're welcome. Let's talk.
All right. Muhammad Buhari just out why Nigeria is running in pain. Yes, a man called Machiavelli, one of the political analysts, when you are seeking for power, behave like fox. When you get one, behave like lion or tiger. And that is what is panning out in this administration. Even when he was in opposition, he hardly attended a national executive meeting. Because if his ass is there, he don't want to assess himself with corrupt people. But today we have seen all. The FAQ, they told us that they have 1 billion.
Where are the barrels? Where are the leaders?
I've never told the truth. Never save us. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Dial, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm the billionaire.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
How's it work, sir?
Very well.
Daniel.
Yes, sir.
I won't take much of the time.
You didn't tell me. You didn't tell me your name.
I said, you see somebody that keeps blaming.
Hello.
Can you hear me? My name is Ola.
Ola, you are welcome. Let's talk now.
Yeah. You see somebody that keeps blaming somebody. Like blaming somebody's wrong. Where he is not doing well. You know, I used to say that you shouldn't expect anything from that person. You know, the day I was disappointed is that. I think earlier this year or late last year, this present administration keeps blaming the past administration for something for the past 6 years. Sahel, if they promote you in an organization, maybe you went for a promotional that this thing you can do more than in a company that and you can do more than this person. When you get there, when you see what the person did, what are you supposed to do as they promote you? Is it not to put the wrong that the person has done to correct it and move on? Is that not so?
Mm.
So what, that's why I tell you that these people came into power without any plan. You know, if you look at all their campaigns, it's just based on the mistakes that the good Lord made, that they used to capitalize. And when they came in, I keep asking that question, what exactly have they done for people to even say, wow, no, you tried in this area or you tried in this area? No! And then you have about 1 year to go, and yet you keep blaming the past and the past person that have gone, that has even forgotten that he has become president before or something like that. You see, we should just keep praying to God. May God bless Nigeria. Thank you.
All right. I like the fact that you ended it with may God bless Nigeria. I see this on WhatsApp, hoping that this is one of our ladies calling via the WhatsApp portal, so we'll take it. Hello? Okay. Let's see. Hello?
Hello, good morning, Ella Fizzi.
Oh, yeah, good morning to you.
My name is Ella.
Ella, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you, Ella Fizzi. You see, Ella Fizzi, what I observed is that APC is very good in opposition, but not as a ruling party, not as an administration. They have failed Nigeria. I really enjoyed them when they were in opposition because it kept PDP on its toes to perform. See, LFZ, you cannot criticize somebody and then you come and you perform worse and you expect people to clap or keep quiet. We'll keep weighing. Please tell me, the pillar of APC's campaign of coming into power, have they achieved 1/3 of it? You know it. Everybody knows it. Is it insecurity that they've been able to put to an end? Is it interest rate that it's okay and stable for people to do business? Is it exchange rate rather for people to do business, or is it interest rate that is okay? Every aspect of the economy, it's basically in a collapse. Like everybody says, or keeps saying, and of course, people with genuine data and information about the economy will tell you that we are actually in fact, it is just at the mercy of God that we are right now. Nigeria is like an autopilot system. Nobody is operating the system to make sure that it functions. Look at the fuel queue. I remember when these guys protested against the removal of fuel subsidy in this country, they almost brought this country to a zero system. They protested. You told us that a subsidy was a scam. Look at the queue. People are suffering. Mm. Is it electricity? They have removed the so-called subsidy. If there was no subsidy in the first place in electricity, come and see the bill that people pay every time. Tell me one tangible thing that these guys have achieved. And someone will come and tell me that, oh, the Anchor whatever borrowing program. What has that achieved? Is it that it's been able to fix people's businesses? That people can function very well in their business and earn something? Look at ASU. Our youth and the students, they are just at home right now. Which has confirmed that we're actually lazy Nigerians. Like lazy Nigerian youth. As somebody was quoted to have said sometime.
All right.
While outside the country. See, LFZ, APC has failed Nigeria. I think it's okay for them to go into an opposition because it actually suits them very well. It perfectly suits them to work as an opposition and not as an administration.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. I don't think the party APC would agree with you that they are better as opposition, but your opinion though, and it does count. Good morning, Ella Fizzi. Let the president take his hands off 2023 and focus on the lingering problem of petroleum, electricity, and others, most especially healthcare. Stephen, I sent that all the way from Suleja. Who do we have here? Okay, let's see. Ladi Agbas says, isn't it so shameful that PDP is still accusing APC of failure, even when a dead country was inherited from PDP? I don't agree to that word, dead country, though. But it says, PDP that vowed to rule for 60 years, if we urge PMB to revert the era of PDP, a good example is the fuel scarcity, power failure, and the likes that we are passing through in these few days. All right? And I see another one from Shegu. Here, Shegu says, Peter Obi said party has a final decision during his consultation in Niger State over his presidential ambition. PDP left $64 billion in government account in 2007, which means PDP meant well for Nigeria. Okay? And of course, I see Upata from Central Area says, well done, Ella Fizzi. Isn't it ridiculous how those who actually laid the foundation of Nigeria's current travails are coming out again to tell the same Nigerians that they have capacity, money, and can deliver? And if I may ask, whose money are they using to brag? Whose money? Another question. APC and PDP are one and same. Nigerians, beware. Look for a candidate, not party, please. And those are the words of Upata from Central Area. This says, hello, Sahel. It is so amazing that the infractors are the regulatory body that's making recommendation. Okay. All right, Laji Agbas, appreciate you. Let's see, who do we have here? And good morning, Elefizi. Please, what has APC done differently? Please tell me. Security, these are his rating. Michael rates, he says security, and he rated that zero. Electricity, rated zero. Education, zero. God bless us, all right? Michael from Buhari sends that in via WhatsApp. All right, let's see. Let's take on more calls, then I'll check on our brethren on Twitter. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning to you.
Yeah, how is work going?
Very well, very well.
Okay, this is James calling from Kubwa.
All right, James from Kubwa, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Enjoy your program. God bless you.
I appreciate you too.
Yes, I'm going to talk of the government, the present administration of APC and Buhari led government. We are not that blind or illiterate to that, and to know what all is going on in the country, in the system. We all know what is going PDP way and how they attack PDP first right, and at the end of the day they succeeded. I want to believe their aims was just to get power out of PDP and not that they had any intention to serve this country or to provide this country or to help the country out of PDP. And their intention was just to collect power from PDP and answer them that we were able to defeat PDP, but not that they were able to set the country into a good shape. Now, we are better off with PDP than APC today. LFED, you will agree with me that even the primary schools here in FCD, government primary schools, are on strike as I speak. APC could not fix a primary school problem. APC, for kind of luck, somebody called and was like, where is the $16 billion for power and why is PDP putting fear into people? And like, what has PDP? PDP has not done one quarter of what APC did or said. In this same era, they banned us from so many things, from social media. At the times of PDP, you are free. You say anything you want to say. They attack you left, front, back, right, everywhere, up and down. And as I speak to you, blackout is there. We don't have power. You want to do business that requires light. You don't have the light to do it. Everything is just frustrating to the common man.
All right. Thank you.
You want to do... where do we start from?
Where do we start from? We hold it at that point. Another question there. Is where do we start from? Let's see. Let's take one more. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, busy.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
LIBZ in the morning version of how you doing now?
I'm very well. Brother. I'm very well.
If we talk, they will be saying we are lamenting. I'm telling you, it's very, very unfortunate.
You didn't tell us your name, oh, for those who don't know who is... Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I say, you didn't tell us your name, for those who don't know you.
Okay. My name is Ambassador, they call you from Lugbe City.
You're welcome.
You see, let me tell you a scenario of West Capit, the day for yesterday at the mega station. Mm. An elderly man with a gray hair, after a queue for more than 5 hours, got to the filling station with his generator. With big generator. After that, they said they should sell for him inside the generator. They said no. Why? They said the instruction from the management. I remember speaking the day that one of the group managers, whatever they call the woman, was announcing on the TV that they did not sell on generator, they did not sell on jerrycans, they did not sell on those stuff. The people who are, as the number of the people who are selling in jerrycans has reduced in Abuja, it's capital, you know, because these people do not use jerrycans to buy fuel in the filling station. They use cars. They are fabricating their cars to buy fuel and after go and defend it and go back again and steal and can buy. And now, no light. The worst scenario is that there is no light. For over 24 hours now, I don't have light in my area. Then you have something inside your refrigerator or your food that you have preserved because of the economy. People have spoiled.
All right.
You know what I said? So our government will just keep down their own comfort station. Making some drastic laws that you know, now the first capital has started since January 22. And up to now, the situation is getting worse.
All right, thank you, Ambassador Ade. Thank you.
That 1 million liters they have, that people are suffering. And this is not a free gift. You have to pay. And you are suffering because of the money you use. You have money.
All right, Ambassador Ade, let's leave it at that. And but quickly, before we check out of this, just to bring to you what Alimadu Sharif says by himself as he withdraws from APC chairmanship race, and he gives his reason. Let's listen to him.
That the position of the national chairman should go to the North Central, meaning it is exclusively zoned to the contestants of the North Central zone. And people have shown a lot of interest in what we are doing, and I thank all of them. It's not my fault, it's something that you have to follow the rule of law. And for anybody doing otherwise, I don't think it's correct. So I want to let people know that this is the position. I, Alimadu Sharif, will not offer myself for the contest on Saturday because it has been zoned out of my zone, the Northeast. I am from Northeast. North Central is made up of Kogi, Kwara, Benue, Nasarawa, Plateau. These are the zones, these are the places that where chairman will come out from. Borno State is northeast of Nigeria. Therefore, that's the position as of today, and I want you to communicate to all our followership men and women all over the country so that they don't expect me to see my name on the ballot.
They should not expect to see my name on the ballot. That's a word from Alimadu Sharif, officially withdrawing from the chairmanship of the APC as it concerns. And he gave his reason that it has been zoned to North Central, also calling out those states in the North Central that he feel should be in the race and nobody should do otherwise. So it's, I mean, it's the Northeast. I'm from the Northeast, and this has been zoned to the North Central. Why should I do otherwise? I would support the president's bidding. Those are the words of Alimadu.